Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How is South Africa mitigating its risk of becoming a terror hub for Islamic states? Joining us now on the line to delve a bit deeper into the subject, we have Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives for the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies, the ISS. Willem, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, and I certainly hope I got all your designations and titles correct.
Good afternoon to you.
Oh, great to have you on board, Willem, and thanks for taking the time to join us to unpack this issue regarding Islamic states. My first question to you, how bad is this infiltration right now on the African continent? What are we looking at regarding Islamic state influence?
Well, what we see is, you know, worldwide, we see that there is a decline in terrorism according to the International Terrorism Index. But in Africa, there's a steep rise. And that we see especially in the Sahel, where we have several of these organizations that support either Al-Qaeda or ISIS or affiliates that are very active there. And then we see in the DRC, especially with the ADF when they're affiliated with ISIS, as well as, of course, in the north of Mozambique, where the Wasuma Al-Jabbah, where they affiliated with ISIS, and they formed the Mozambican province for ISIS.
Okay. Willem, I do recall a previous guest I had on the show regarding this. It seems to be escalating somewhat concerningly in northern Mozambique, or for the rest of Mozambique for that matter, to the east of our borders.
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, South Africa, as part of SAMIM, they are withdrawing. The final withdrawal will be on the 15th of next month. And we saw that with the demobilization process, the other countries like Botswana, Lesotho, has already withdrawn. And what happened is just with the initial withdrawing that started, there was a very steep increase in attacks. We saw that they really went viral in especially in the south of the province. They crossed into the Nampula province, and then back just before Ramadan, they moved back to what they safe haven near Makujo, where they have a very big base within a very dense bush or forest. And after Ramadan, they really became very active again. They moved south. There's currently a group of about 50 that is moving around just north of the Lario River, that is the border between Cabo Delgado province and the Nampula province. And they are going to all the different villages. We see that they are burning churches, they are burning schools, and they're also attacking the so-called Christians as well, the people that do not follow their religion.
Sure. Willem, as I mentioned, the previous guest I spoke to about this issue, I did broach the same question. So you've spoken about Mozambique. Is there, before we get to South Africa, is there some kind of notable increase in IS activity or presence in Southern Africa?
In Southern Africa, okay, if we regard DRC as part of Southern Africa because they are part of SADC, then yes, there is a steep increase. We see that the M23, which is not with IS, they are very active and they are actually combating the SADC forces the way South Africa is part of. But just to the north of that, in the North Kivu province, we've got the ADF. And we also saw in recent weeks, we saw a spike in attacks where they are mainly attacking villages and where they are looting these villages, but also burning down a lot of the churches in North Kivu as well.
Well, Willem, whilst we have these violent acts taking place in the areas you've just mentioned, let's now focus on South Africa and where it stands regarding IS. I read a report earlier on that South Africa is susceptible to money laundering regarding this organization. Is that all we're looking at?
We are looking at that because, you know, that is it's common knowledge that South Africa has been grey-listed by FATF. And the reason we are being grey-listed is, first of all, money laundering, that we are not stringent enough and strict enough on money laundering, but most of all, that South Africa is not policing terror funding and the movement of terror funding from South Africa effectively. And that is the two main reasons why we have been grey-listed.
Willem, besides the financial situation, is there any sign of an IS presence in terms of military training or activism on their part within our borders?
What we picked up is that there's currently a huge drive on radicalization within certain of the madrasas. They start with a radicalization process of children as young as 9 years old. That is our biggest concern. So there's a big drive in terms of radicalization. You know, there is currently in the courts, we have the so-called Clip River case that is ongoing, where we see that there are some links with ISIS. We all can remember the so-called Huma case down in Durban that was thrown out of court because the police and the NPA botched that case. But there we saw the attack by them on the Ottawa mosque, where they actually beheaded one of the people there in that attack. And then there was another attack also on the Saunders family, where an ISIS cell, the Del Vecchio cell, as we refer to it, where they abducted the two people, and they actually tortured them until they got their credit card credentials. They withdrew a huge sum of money. They moved that money, and there was a guy actually in Rotterdam in the Netherlands that was found guilty for terror funding because he used the credentials, the credit card credentials, that was sent to him by this cell in South Africa to buy bitcoins and to move that to ISIS. So those are the concrete facts that we have, apart from those that we don't know and suspect.
Willem, I wish we could have just continued this conversation a bit longer, because it really is concerning and frightening as to what you've just outlined now going on within South Africa's borders. And one wonders now how authorities are dealing with this and how we can at least squeeze this out from the borders of South Africa and get rid of it. How do we do that? I'm looking forward to my listeners coming in on this issue. But Willem, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to unpack how this organization, Islamic State, is encroaching within South Africa's borders, and Southern Africa for that matter, and South Africa risking becoming a terror hub for the organization. Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives for the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies.